The point of this verse is clarity. Evil is spiritual disease. Good is spiritual health. Evil issues from Satan. Good issues from the Holy Spirit. We are to see past the physical manifestation of good and evil to the spirit that inspires it. In so doing, we operate from a position of superiority, enabling us to deal effectively to cast out the evil and to promote the good. Flesh and blood is needed to impact the people of earth in the physical realm. That is why the Holy Spirit made himself a body, and we called him Jesus, whose purpose was to redeem us from our lost state. Likewise, Jesus uses flesh and blood people to do his work in the earth. Spiritual wickedness is the foundation for the attacks against our faith and our work for the kingdom of God. That spiritual wickedness comes from Satan through his deception of mankind. Darkness is where Satan rules, using his power of persuasion to convince men to turn away from the Lord. When a person rejects Christ, they become a child of Satan and unknowingly or willingly become his instrument to steal, kill, and destroy. Flesh and blood are inspired and motivated by the spirit and soul inside it. The spirit of every person who has not been born again is a sin nature. The soul of every person who has not been born again is carnal-minded. A sin-nature spirit and a carnal-minded soul make for a person to be a tool of Satan. Just as our spirit and soul manifests Christ, the unregenerated have spirits and souls manifesting Satan. We do war against people who are children of Satan.